So Paul and Silas came into town after coming from Troas, and they list a whole bunch of cities that they went to. And then they baptized Lydia up there in that creek that I just talked about. And then the folks of Philippi, the religious leaders of Philippi, got nervous and took them in and scourged them and beat them. And then they, verse 25, chapter 16, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Now, I don't know about you, but after I've been beaten and scourged, I think about praying and singing to God. Don't you, Deanna? Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, you guys are tough today. I usually get this from the 8 o'clock service, so I don't know. Did they pay you off or something? But anyway, they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Folks, whenever we glorify God, whenever we pray to God, even no matter how bleeding, no matter how battered we are, our shackles will fall off. Do we understand that? Whatever our shackles may be, whatever may be bleeding, our spirits, whatever it is in our life, our finances, whatever it is in our life, God is with us. So I ask you this morning, have you ever been in a situation where you're beaten down? Have you ever been in a situation where you're bleeding? Maybe not physically, right? Maybe it's mentally or spiritually, where you're chained to your burdens and there is no escape. Whatever they are. You see, you feel it's all lost. You ever been there? You ever feel like it's all lost? You're confused and you have so many thoughts going through your head that you can't think of one particular thought because they're rushing by so fast. Your spirit is weak and it feels like God and the whole world is against you. Well, folks, sometimes God has to get all the stuff out of our way before we can see our way home. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes we get so much stuff in our way that God has to do a clearinghouse, right? Get it all out of the way. And you know the amazing thing? Many times the way home is right there. Sometimes God has to let us travel down the path that we choose and have our world go wrong because of that. And finally, God has to do something drastic so we'll come up with different options for the situation, for our situation in our life. And when God finally gets our attention, the way home often is right in front of us. So what do Paul and Silas do? Well, they begin singing and praising. You see, Paul had focus and fortitude. Let's say that together. Paul had focus and fortitude. Now say it like you mean it. Paul had focus and fortitude. This morning, God is calling us to have focus and fortitude in our lives. Say we are to have, no, say I am to have focus and fortitude in my life. I am to have focus and fortitude in my life. One of Paul's famous sayings is that when I am weak, God is strong. When you are weak, God is strong. Let's make this personal. Say, when I am weak, God is strong. When I am weak, God is strong. Come on now, mean it when you say it. When I am weak, God is strong. None of us are too good to say this, are we? When I am weak, God is strong. When I am weak, God is strong. When we feel beaten down and dejected, don't get depressed. Praise God even louder. Speak the victory before the battle. Amen. Remember that from last week? Speak the victory before the battle. You see, the devil wants us to hear that we are defeated. You understand that? The devil wants us to hear that we are defeated before we even get out on the field. What do you think the Goliath thing was all about? He had those Israelite soldiers beaten down before even a sword was thrown, right?